Today's daf is Psachim Daf Lamed Hey, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Manuela bas Chana, David ben Chava, Asher Zelig ben Rachel Leah, Eliezer David ben Miriam Blimala, and Tzadik ben Miriam. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral. And today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Tovim Ramosha Chaim. So we are going to shift our attention from the intense sugyas related to the Isser Chometz to the very geshmakis sugyas related to the mitzvah of matzah. Zok the Mishnah Eilu Dvarim She'adam Yoytze Behem Yedeichai Vasoi BePesach. The following are the different minim with which one can make matzah and be mekayim his mitzvah saseh dehoraisa of be'erev toichlu matzahs. Bechitim, wheat. Besa'orim is barley. Bekusmin is spelt. Beshifain is rye. Ubeshiboy l'shuol and with oats. V'yoytzim, says the Mishnah B'dmai, a person can be yoytza his mitzvah's matzah using chitim, sa'orim, kusmin, shifain, and shiboy l'shuol. That was d'mai, meaning using something that he bought from Ama Oretz, where he's not certain that the Ama Oretz was mafresh trumas or maisers. Ube maiser rishon shenitla trumas. Additionally, a Levi that has maiser rishon would be allowed to use his maiser rishon if, as long as he was mafresh from the trumas maiser. Ube maiser sheni behektish shenifto. Additionally, if somebody has maiser sheni, if somebody has hektish, as long as he redeemed the kedusha, he transferred the kedusha onto something else, talach is he'd be able to use the maiser sheni and the hektish to be mekayim is mitzvah of matzah. And finally, v'akoyanim b'chalu b'truma. A koyin who's allowed to eat challah, and a koyin's allowed to eat truma, would be allowed to use his challah and truma to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, says the Mishnah. So the aforementioned were things that you're allowed to use to be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah. Now the Mishnah is going to give a list of things that you cannot use. Avaloy, what you're not allowed to use is tevel. That's tfuah from which you for sure were not mafresh trumas or maisers. Avaloy b'maiser rishon sheloi nit or truma. Additionally, you're not allowed to use maiser rishon from which trumas maiser wasn't given yet. And you're not allowed to use ma'aseh sheni or hektish that one did not redeem. The Gemara is going to explain everything. One final halacha: chalos hatoida urekike nazar. So there were some karbanos that had chalos that were brought along with them. Most notably, the karban toida and the karbanos of a nazar. Now, of those breads that were brought, some were matzah. The question is, could you use the ones that are matzah to be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah? Says the Mishnah, depends. Asan la'atzman, if somebody had to bring a carbon toida, he's one of the arba tzrichim lahoidois, he's one of the v'chol ha'chayim yodu chasela, and as a result, he prepared chalois that happened to be matzah. Da'aloch is en yoytzvim. You're not allowed to use it for your mitzvah's matzah. So, if, however, you made them, you baked them, not for any individual person, but you baked it stamma, you baked it that you're going to sell it, so in the event that somebody comes and he wants to buy matzah, I'll sell you matzah, then da'aloch is yoytzvim, you'd be allowed to use it. Of course, that lasts. Halach of the Mishnah gets involved in the dinam of lishma as it relates to matzah. Again, some of the most geshmakis sugis in Shas. This is loaded. We'll learn the Gemara. We'll speak out a little bit of raid at the end of today's daf. And then Be'ezus Hashem in the coming days, we'll get into some real geshmakis raid. Zok the Gemara ton. The Mishnah said that Eilu Dvarim Sh'adam Yoytze Behem Yedei Chavasa BePesach. There are 5 different meaning that one can use in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. What are they? Chitin, Sa'orim, Kusmin, Shifoin, and Shiboilas Shul. Says the Gemara, Braisa, Kusmin, which is spelt min chitin, is a certain type of wheat. Shiboilas Shul and Shifoin, rye and oats, min sa'irim, they fall under the category of barley. Kusmin, more specifically, is gulba. Shifoin is dishra. Shiboilas Shul is shvili talat. These are all Aramaic words for what we know as spelt, rye, and oats, respectively. So, the Gemara, it sounds pretty clear from the Mishnah that if somebody wants to make matzah, you can only use one of those 5 meaning, but nothing else. Meaning, what is the chiddush? Even oiras, which is rice, and doichin, which is millet, even those 2 things that there would have been a havamina, maybe are considered a grain. You can turn it into a dough. They can presumably, we'll see more in the Gemara, become chametz. They're like a bread. You would think that maybe you can be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah even with rice bread or with doichin. But you see from the Mishnah not that way, because the Mishnah says Elu Dvarim Shadam Yoytzevem Yedeicha Vasev Pesach. It mentions five different types of grains. It doesn't mention these two. So you see from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, Hani in Ayrus Vadoichem Leisak. The Gemara Benani Mili. How do you know this? Amar Reshimim Ben Lakish Vechein Tanet VeRabbi Shmuel Vechein Tanet VeRabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. So this was something that seemed to have been universally accepted. Rish Lakish said it. They used to teach it in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael's famous yeshiva. They even taught it in the yeshiva of Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, a little less famous. Amar Kras Snorta from the following. It says, "Lo yseichal olav chametz, shivas yamim toichal olav matzah." So one of the many times it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat chametz, and one of the few times that it says in the Torah there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, the Torah puts them together. One pasuk, "Lo yseichal olav chametz." Immediately afterwards, shivas yamim toichal olav matzah. And Chazal darshan the following: "Dvarim hamibvi abamli dechimots adam yoytzevem yedayvasei b'matzah." The only time you can be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah is if you use a grain that can become chametz. Yatzu elu, as opposed to oiras and doichin, she'ein ba'atni dechimot. If the dough that was made using oiras and doichin would be allowed to rise, they wouldn't really become chametz. Elali de sirchin. What would happen as the dough rises, it would spoil. It's not a bona fide chametz. And if it's not a chametz, it can't be matzah. Why not? Because there's a hekesh. Lo yseichal olav chametz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzah. Is something that can become chametz is shayach to matzah. Something that cannot become chametz is not shayach to matzah. And this is a very important halacha, something that's going to come up again, that in order to be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah, you have to use a grain that is subject to the laws of chametz. But if you have a grain that can't ever become chametz for a technical reason, that would disqualify it from being able to use as matzah. So the Mishnah said, Elu dvarim shadam yoytzevem yedeicha vasev b'pesach, five minim, the five types of grains, chitim, se'orim, kusmin, shifan, and shibay l'shul. And the Gemara said, Hani in oiriz v'deicha na, you see oiriz v'deicha na. And the Gemara even gave a reason. But says the Gemara, after all this, it comes out, masis in the like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, meaning not everybody agrees with what we just said. And in fact, our Mishnah must be the loy Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Amar, who said, oiriz min daganur. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that rice is a type of grain, the chayavan al chimutzei karis. And if you would make rice dough and it would rise, it would be chametz, so much so that if somebody would eat it, he would even be chayv karis. Who is this Rabbi Yechem Benuri? The Tanya, Rabbi Yechem Benuri, oisa ba'oriz v'doichen. Rabbi Yechem Benuri said, mefurish, you're not allowed to eat chametz that came from oriz and doichen, v'pnei shekarev lahachmetz. So you see that it could become chametz. If it could become chametz, then so too, you'd be able to be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah. But the chametz weren't 100% sure initially what Rabbi Yechem Benuri meant when he said, oisa ba'oriz v'doichen. Mipnei shekarev lahachmetz. It's a little bit of an ambiguous term. What does it mean, karev lahachmetz? Shekarev lahachmetz, does that mean the kadimu machmetz? Does that mean it's karev lahachmetz? It becomes chametz very quickly. Karev, as in it's more likely to become chametz. Or maybe just the opposite. Karev lahachmetz hava, chametz gavr lo hava. Maybe it's only karev lahachmetz. It gets close to being chametz. It's a shtickle like chametz, but it's not the real deal. Tashma, the Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yechon Benuri, Oyres min Dagonu, v'chayavin al chimutzei kares, v'odam yoytze behem yedei chayvasei v'pesach. So says the Gemara, even though that brisa that mentions Rabbi Yechon Benuri's halacha was a little bit unclear, but there was another brisa where Rabbi Yechon Benuri said halacha, and it was clear. And again, this is something we always speak out, that the Mishnah and the brisa is very often brought the same exact halacha with different language, with different subtleties, with different nuances. And that's why when the Chachamim sometimes had a shaila, had to understand the Mishnah, had to understand a braisa, there was a machlokes amiram, they weren't 100% sure. So what they would do is they would start doing due diligence and trying to find, is there another braisa that someone's aware of where Rabbi Yechon Benuri said the same thing? Maybe b'shinui lashon k'tzas, enough to help us out a little bit so that we'll know what Rabbi Yechon Benuri really meant. And this is a classic example. Rabbi Yechon Benuri said, karav lahachmetz. In a vacuum, it's a little unclear what that really means. Oh, but there's another Rabbi Yechon Benuri. It's a mefurish Rabbi Yechon Benuri. He said, "Oyres ben Dagonu, nechayoven al chimutzei karetz, v'adam yoytze ben yedei chayvasa bepesach." Chen hayu Rabbi Yechon Benuri yoyim. That price continues and said, Rabbi Yechon Benuri used to say, "Krumis chayov chayeves bechala." That krumis, a type of grain, some plant, is also chayev and chala. My krumis, I'm rabbiya shitznisa. So that doesn't help much. My shitznisa, I'm rapapa. Rapapa said, shitznisa de mishtakcha beni kalanisa. It's this plant that's found next to kalanisa, which doesn't either help that much. Kalanisa is papi. So if that helps. But the point is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that you can't only be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with the chameshes, minei dogam, chitin, se'orin, kusmin, shifoin, and shibay l'shul. You can't only have chametz from those five minin. In addition to that, there's also oiriz, there's also doichin, and that, if that's the case, it comes out that our Mishnah that limited the mitzvah of matzah and the Isra of Chametz to these five minim must be the like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar Rabba bar Barchano, Amar Reish Lakish, Isan Shani Loishno. If somebody has a dough and he needed the dough, Kiyayin with wine, Veshemen with oil, Vidvash or with honey, what we know as Matzah Shira. So it says, said Rabba bar Barchano, the name Reish Lakish, in Chayovan al Chimutz Karis. If you had the Chametz version of this, the Allah is you wouldn't be Chayiv Karis. Yosra Papa, Rabbun Abraid Rabbi Yeshua, Kamed Rabbi Debar Rabbin. So Rabbi Papa and Rabbun Abraid Rabbi Yeshua, who underrated our major Balei Plukta in Shas, right? We know Abaye Rava, Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, but Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, a Balei Plukta throughout Shas. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, they were sitting Kamed Rav Yidi Bar Abin. V'yos Rav Yidi Bar Abin, come in Amnim, and Rav Yidi Bar Abin, he was drimmeling, he was falling asleep. Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. And as Rav Yidi Bar Abin's falling asleep, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa, they start talking and learning. And Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua turns to Rav Papa, he says, my time is the Rish Lakish. Why did Rish Lakish say that if you have a dough that was needed with wine, with oil, and with honey, in chayavin al chimutz karetz. That's a major kula. That means that if you have chametz, as long as there's wine, shemen, and vash, you're already out of the halacha of karetz. Amalei, so Papa told Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Amar Krai, learned it from a pasuk. It says, lo yisoichal olav chametz v'goymer. Dvarim sh'adam yoytze behem yodev. You can't be making the mitzvah of matzah with this dough. The havelim matzah ashira. Why not? Because it's matzah ashira as opposed to lechem oini. In chayav and al chumtza karis, it's for that reason that you're not going to be chayiv karis. In other words, Rish Lakish said a very big chiddush. If you have a dough, you kneaded it with wine, with oil, with honey, the halach is ein chayav and al chimutzei karetz. And the gedoyli amayron, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, they were sitting and they were trying to figure out my time of the Reish Lakish. So Rav Papa suggested maybe the pshat's like this, because if you would make matzah using yayin shemen advash, it's pasha, you wouldn't be yoytza. Why wouldn't you be yoytza? Because it would be called matzah ashira, literally wealthy matzah, as opposed to what lechem oini, the poor man's bread. It says in the Torah, matzah is lechem oini. A pasuk in the Torah. We'll see a lot more about it in the coming dafim. But matzah has to be lechem oini. And because matzah has to be lechem oini, the minute you start adding expensive, relatively speaking, ingredients, it's not lechem oini anymore. Now it's matzah ashira. Okay, so if you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah this way, you can't be over the Isser Chametz that way either. Why? Because of the Hekish that we mentioned earlier in the Yomid. There's a Hekish that says, Loisoichal Olav Chametz, the next word, Shivas Yomim Toichlu Matzahs. And we learn from there that whenever there's Matzah, there's Chametz. And whenever there's Chametz, there's Matzah. Earlier on the Amid, we used it to teach me that whenever there's Chametz, there's Matzah. We learned the Halacha in Hilchas Matzah. Now we're using it Faket to teach me Halacha in Hilchas Chametz. Now whenever there's Matzah, there's Chametz. But the bottom line is, Rav Papa said, you want to know why Rish Lakish said that you can't be over the Isser Chametz, the Karetz version of it anyways, with Matzah Ashira, it's because you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah with Matzah Ashira. And there's a heckish between the Isser Chametz and the Mitzvah of Matzah, and if you can't have one, you can't have the other. Zach Digmar, Isser, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, that's Rav Papa, Akasha, from a Toy Sefta. The Toy Sefta says, Himcheyu, if somebody takes chametz and he liquefied it, V'gama, and he drank it. So the Halacha is like this, Im chametzu anush karis, you chayiv karis. If somebody drinks beer, it's chametz. The matzah, if however it's matzah, ein adam yoytze dechavase bepesach. You won't be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Incidentally, why not? Why won't you be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? So if you look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the Amid, the lav derech achilo ka'achale, because he didn't eat it derech achilo. It says in the Torah, he's supposed to eat matzah. The erev toichlu matzahs, shivas yomim toichalol of matzahs. So you're supposed to eat matzah. You're not supposed to drink matzah. And being that you didn't do it derech achila, so it's for that reason, you're not going to be yoytze. The truth is, at first glance, this Rashi would seem to be a raya to the Mishnah Melech Chakira. We mentioned it very briefly last week. We learned the Gemara in Daf Chavdal on the base where Rabbi Yochanan said, if somebody eats something that he's not allowed to eat, but shaloi kederech achila or shaloi kederech hana, you're not going to get malchus. And the Mishnah Melech declared, what would be if somebody would do a mitzvah that you're supposed of achila, and you would eat it shaloi kederech achila or shaloi kederech hana? Would you be mekayim the mitzvah? Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha regarding isurim, regarding lois asseis. What about with regards to mitzvahs asseis? It's the Mishnah Melech's chakira. First glance, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, it would seem to be a mefurish Gemara. Because you see, if somebody would liquefy the matzah and he would drink it, the halacha is he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Why not? The lav derech achila ka'acha. But what's the bottom line? What do you see from here? You have a situation where I have something that if it would be in the chametz version, karis. If you have the matzah version, you're not yoytzah, you're dechayves matzah. What's the case where you liquefy this dough?
You see, I'm a kind of mitzvah of matzah because it's like derech achila. V'chayav and alchim mutzay karis, and still you see a chayav karis. So this was the question of Hunabrei Rav Yeshua asked back to Rav Papa. So again, just to set the scene again, Rav Idi Barabin is sitting together with Rav Papa and Rav Hunabrei Rav Yeshua. Rav Idi Barabin is falling asleep. Become a namne, and as he's falling asleep, Rav Papa, Rav Hunabrei Rav Yeshua, they start talking and learning, and they mention the halacha that Rish Lakish said. Rish Lakish said, "Eason, if you have a dough that was kneaded with yayin, shemen, and vash, you're not chayef for it chametz. If it rises to the point that it should be chametz, it's not going to be a problem of chametz." And Rav Hunabrei Rav Yeshua asked Rav Papa, "Why not?" Rav Papa said, "I'll tell you why. Because it's a hekesh between matzah and chametz, and you can't be mekayim matzah this way because it's matzah shira, and it says in the Torah lechem oini, so you can't be mekayim mitzvah matzah. Oh, you can't be mekayim mitzvah matzah. There's no way it's a chametz because matzah and chametz are bound by the hip. They're totally zebezet. They're flip side of the same coin. But you can't fundamentally have the criteria for chametz and not have a matzah because they share the common criteria." So Rav Hunabrei Rav Yeshua asked Rav Papa, "It's not true. Liquefied chametz is karis. Liquefied matzah, you can't pay yaitza." So as this conversation is happening, the back and the forth, so Rav Idi Barabin woke up. Itter b'hu Rav Idi Barabin, amalahu, and he turned to Rav Papa and Rav Hunabrei Rav Yeshua, who seemingly were much younger than him, and said, "Dardiki, mein kindelach. This is the way you discuss Reish Lakish's halacha. I knew time of the Reish Lakish. This is what Reish Lakish really meant." Incidentally, this was a little softer than what Rav Yirmiyah said in yesterday's daf. Ani bavloy tipshay mishum di yasvi ba'ara de chashucha. I'm written shmeitz de mechashchi. But either way, he called them children. So he said, "This is like an immature conversation." No, pshana Reish Lakish is mishum da habalu mei peiris. U mei peiris e machmitzim. Says, "You want to know why Reish Lakish said that if you would have a dough and you would need it with yayin, shemen, and vash, the halachas, you wouldn't be chayiv kar? The reason is because, it's mei peiris. Those things are not mayim, they're mei peiris. And mei peiris doesn't have the ability to create chametz." So the truth is, there's a lot that needs to be understood in terms of this halacha. I mean, you can't take this halacha in a vacuum. It sounds like mei peiris has no ability to be chametz. Are we talking about where all there was with mei peiris? What about if there was mei peiris and there was water? Would you still have that same halacha? Also, Reish Lakish seemed to say that this halacha is true b'negei of karis. Right, if you would have such a dough and you would need it, you wouldn't be chayiv karis. What about a regular lo yisaseh? Would that be a problem? What about midrabana? Would it be an issa midrabana? So before anybody eats a Danish on Pesach, you have to make sure what exactly this halacha means. So there's a long taisus over here, the first taisus on the Amid. We're going to save that maybe for another day. Certainly not for today. Zokti gemara vayter. So the Mishnah, again, is discussing what you can and cannot use for matzah. First halacha of the Mishnah was 5 grains, which we said is masis and the like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The second halacha of the Mishnah was v'yoytzim bidmai. You can use d'mai. What again is d'mai? D'mai is tfuah that you buy from an Amo Aretz. The Amo Aretz were all chashud that they weren't mafresh chumas or maestras. Now the Gemara says that the truth is that they did a little bit of research and they realized, the Chachamim did, that roiv Amo Aretz ma'asrim. Most of the Amo Aretz used to be mafresh chumas or maestras. There were only a mit that weren't, and even though usually you can be soymech on a ruba, the lesser come on, but Chazal said that let's take the chumrah and let's be machmer, even though maybe really you don't have to. Says the Mishnah, if you bought demai, you bought four for Nama Oretz, you weren't mafresh shumas or maestras. So the halach is, even though really you're not supposed to eat it, you're supposed to be mafresh shumas or maestras, but if you want to use it for matzah, it's something you're allowed to do. I'm just continuing reading the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said, if you would want to use maeserishon shenitla chumasai, you have maeserishon, a Levi does, right? Every year has an obligation to be mafresh maeserishon. It's one of his taxes that he had to pay. He had to give it to the Levi. Now, when the Levi got the maeserishon, he had an ability to be mafresh maeser Mina Meiser, also known as Trumas Meiser, right? It's a little bit tricky. A Yisrael had to be Mafresh Truma, and he had to be Mafresh Meiser. Truma he gave to the Kohen. Chita Achas Beiteres HaSakri, there's no Shema Deiraisa, how much Truma you have to give. Meiser is 10%, May Esther, right? It's 10%, and that you gave to the Levi. When the Levi received the Meiser Rishon, he had to be Mafresh Truma Mina Meiser. Kohen didn't have to give anything from his Truma. The Levi had to give Trumas Meiser, and that truma that the Levi had to give was sometimes referred to as truma, Trumas Meiser. Sometimes it was referred to Meiser. The Torah calls it Meiser Mina Meiser. But the bottom line is if a Levi has Meiser Rishon and he was Mafrish's Trumas Meiser, so then the halach is he can use this grain for matzah. Uba maisa sheni vehektish sheniftu. Additionally, if you have maisa sheni or you have hektish, as long as you applied it, now loch is again you can use those grains for matzah. What's maisa sheni? Since one of the maisers you had to give only certain years in the shemitah cycle, but the loch was that maisa sheni had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. What if you didn't want to eat it in Yerushalayim? So you had an ability to transfer the kedusha onto money, and you'll now make the maisa sheni chulin, which means you can do whatever you want with it. As far as the money goes, next time you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll bring it, you'll buy animals, or b'di'evet, you could buy other things, and that's what ma'aseh sheni. So if you appointed the ma'aseh sheni, or if you had hektish, which of course you can't eat, then you appointed, that luck again is you'd be allowed to use those grains for matzah, and then finally the Mishnah says, ha'koyhanim b'chalu b'chuma. A koyhan who's allowed to eat chal, who's allowed to eat chuma, would be allowed to use chal and chuma for matzah, clearly implying that a non-kohen would not be allowed to, but a kohen yet. So the Gemara now is going to analyze each one of these halachas in the Gemara. And by the way, if this next Gemara that we're about to learn, which is going to take us kamat till the end of the daf, sounds familiar, it's because we've already had it three times in the first year of this daf yomi cycle. We had it in Brachas daf mem zayin, Shabbos daf kuf chav zayin, and Erev in daf lamed alf. So we have an identical Gemara in the first four mesachtas in Shas. Brachas, Shabbos, Erev and Emsachim. Sok to Gemara, but demai ubemai sir, demai. How are you allowed to use demai for matzah? Although you're not allowed to eat it. So if you can't eat it, you would think that you certainly should not be allowed to use it. Sok to Gemara, kivin ibayim mafkil and nichse, being that if you wanted, you had the ability to make your nechas and hefker. And if you would make all your nechas and hefker, right, you could say hefker. And what happens if you do that? Havayani. Oh, then you're already an Araman. The oichel demai, and then you would be allowed to eat demai. Hashtanami chazali, now you're allowed to eat it as well. Meaning, even though it's true, you're not allowed to eat demai, but we mentioned it was only a chumra of chazal. And mean that it was only a chumra, chazal carved out some kulois. One of the kulois is an ani is allowed to eat demai. An ani, where every little ounce counts, so somebody like him, he's allowed to eat. So every yid, even that's not an ani, can always become an ani. Not just that, it's biyodeh to become an ani, because he can be mafkir as nechasim. If he is mafkir as nechasim, he's going to be an ani. So it means that everybody is biyodeh to be an ani is allowed to eat demai. So therefore, the halach is that demai is treated more leniently, and you can be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with demai. What's the makar that an ani is allowed to eat demai? The tonight's a mishnah. Machilah is aniyim demai. You're allowed to give aniyim demai. That's achsanya demai. Additionally, you're allowed to give the militaire, you're allowed to give them demai as well. Vam Ravuna said, Tana b'shami yamim ain't machilah aniyim demai. That's achsanya demai. B'shami really disagreed. He said you're not allowed to. B'sil ain't machilah. But the bottom line is our mishnah is going according to B'sil, who holds that machilah is aniyim demai. Seems like you're right. Really, making matzah from demai doesn't sound good. Sounds sacrilegious. It's true, but demai is different. Demai is only a chumrah. You could always make yourself someone that's really shayach to eating demai, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. The Mishnah then said, Meiser Rishon Shenitla Trumase. Falevi has Meiser Rishon. He was Mafesh Trumas. Meiser, Zok to Mishnah Chiddush. You may be wondering what the halacha is. I'll tell you the halacha. You could take this grain and you can make matzah with it. Great thing, Mark Pshita. What's the hava mean in that? Kimin Shenitla Trumase, Truma, Chulin Hava. If you were Mafesh Trumas, it's ordinary Chulin. What would be the, what's the Chiddush of this Mishnah? What's the question even? Saying, Marcel, like Tzricha, not as a Chiddush. The Chiddush is where the Yisrael that gave the Meiser to the Levi gave the Meiser to the Levi while it was still in its ears, meaning before it was Nigmar Melachtoy of the Tfuah, meaning before it was Chayev in Truma and Meiser Midai Raisa. Okay. The Levi was Mafris Trumas Meiser, like the Mishnah said. However, the Yisrael was never Mafresh Truma Gedoyla, and even the Levi wasn't Mafresh Truma Gedoyla. So you wonder what the Chiddush is, Hacha B'mayaskinon, where the Yisrael never was Mafresh Truma Gedoyla. He jumped to the Levi, which is the second tax, but he bypassed the first one. So he forgot the Kohanim, he wasn't Mafresh Truma Gedoyla, he went over to the Levi, he says, Dahasta, here's your 10%. Now the truth is, you would think, based on the math, based on Svara, the Levi should have an obligation to be Mafres Truma. However, Rabbi Avoh said, that if a Levi received Meiser Rishon while it was still in the state of Shibolim, before the Tfuah was Chayev and Truma and Meiser, so the halach is, the Levi doesn't have to give Truma Gedoyla. Because the Pasuk says, Vari Moise Mimenu Truma Sashem, Meiser Mena Meiser. The Levi has an obligation to give Trumas Meiser, which is Meiser Mena Meiser. We learn from there, Meiser Mena Meiser, Amarti Lecha, you have to give Meiser Mena Meiser, Veloi Truma Gedoyla, Trumas Meiser Mena Meiser. The Levi only has to give one Meiser, or one Truma. He doesn't have to give two Trumas. But the point is, and you see from here, a very big Chiddush, that it's possible to bypass the laws of Truma and not have a problem of Tevel.
How is that? If a Yisrael would give Maisa to a Levi without first being Mafritz Truma, the halacha is, as long as it was in a state of Shibolin, it was in a state where it's not yet Chayiv and Truma Midai Raisa, the Levi would not have an obligation to be Mafritz Truma Gedoyla. All he would have to do is be Mafritz Truma's Maisa. So before we theorize the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Rav Papa asked Abaya, El Meyato, if this whole halacha is based on a pasuk that the Levi only has to give Maisa Min HaMaisa for Loi Truma Gedoyla, for Truma's Maisa Min HaMaisa, he only has to give one Maiser. So why are we limiting the halacha to Hikdimoi B'Shibolim, where you gave the Maiser Rishon while it was still in a state of Shibolim? Afilu Hikdimoi B'Krinami Li Potter. Even if you already had the pile of Tvor, which means even if the Tvor was already Chayiv and Truma Midei Raisa, you should have the same halacha. If it's based on a Pasuk, so why is this halacha that the Levi doesn't have to give Truma from the Maiser Rishon, even if the Yisrael didn't give Truma, limited to Hikdim B'Shibolim? It should be true in all cases. Amalei. So Abaya told Rav Papa, Lecha Amakra, it's regarding you, we have the following pasuk. Mikol Matanoi Seichem, Torimu is Kol Trumas Hashem. There's another pasuk that says Kol Trumas Hashem, that sometimes you have to give more than one Truma. It's referring to the Levi, and the Levi would have to sometimes give Maisim and Amaisim, and we would have to give Trumas Maisim and Amaisim. The point is this two pasukim. One pasuk says that if the Levi got Maisim Rishon before the Yisrael was Mafish Truma Gedoyla, he doesn't have to be Mafish Truma Gedoyla. And there's another pasuk that says he does have to be Mafish Truma Gedoyla. Afraid to come up, my Ross. How do you know which pasuk is talking about which? How do you know that when he was smacked in the Shibolim, that's when the Levi doesn't have to give the Truma Gedoyla and the Truma Smeiser? When he gave it to him in a state of Kri, then he does have to give the Truma Gedoyla and the Truma Smeiser. So the Gemara says for that, I don't have a pasuk, but it's a Sfara. Hai Idgun about the Hai Loi Idgun. If this grain was already Chayiv in Truma Gedoyla, so it makes sense that if the Levi got it, he should now have an obligation to give the Truma Gedoyla. But where the Levi got it before it was even Chayiv in Truma Gedoyla, so that's where it's Mestaber that maybe he would not have to be Mafish Truma Gedoyla. Either way, this was a little long-winded. But going back to what the halacha of the Mishnah was, the Mishnah said that a Levi that was mafresh truma gedoyla, a trumas meiser, he could be yotze. Right? Yeah, Levi got meiser rishon, shenitla trumasai. You can use this grain now and you can make matzah with it. Right? The Gemara pshita, it's not the Gemara, it's not so pshita. We're talking about, yeah, he got the meiser rishon, he was mafresh trumas meiser, but he wasn't mafresh truma gedoyla. That's a very big chiddush. The Mishnah is talking about where it was Ikdimai B'Shibolim, and the Mishnah is telling me that I don't have to be Mafresh Truma Gedoyla because it's learned out from a pasuk. But the point is, it's definitely a Chiddush, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Ma'aser Sheni V'Hekdesh. The Mishnah said, if you have Ma'aser Sheni, you have Hekdesh. If you applied it, again, you could use it as your Matzah Pshita. That's also Pasha. Why would you think not? I'm talking about what you gave the Karen, but you didn't give the Chaimish. Kamash Malon. You know what the Chiddush is? The Chaimish Ma'akiv. I would have thought the Chaimish is Ma'akiv, so you weren't really applied it. You applied it dollar for dollar, but you always have to add 25%, what Chazal referred to as a chaymesh milava. So I would have thought that maybe you have to do more. That's the chiddush. V'kehanim bechalu b'truma. The Mishnah said the kehanim are allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah using chalu b'truma. Pshita, that's also chiddush. Ma'adotem, I would have thought matzah shavu l'chaladim, you know. I would have thought that maybe when you're mekayim matzah, you need to use a matzah that everybody can use. This is something that only some people can use. Only kehanim can use. Kamash malon, matzah's riba. It says the word matzah in the Torah more than one time, and the extra riboy of matzah teaches me that you can use matzah as long as you can use it. There's no such halacha that the matzah has to be shovel chol nefesh. If the matzah works for you, then you have a right to use it. The Mishnah continued, going back to the Mishnah inside, and then the Mishnah gave a list of things that you're not allowed to use for matzah. Avaloi betevel, can't use regular tevel, meaning we're contrasting. You can use demai, that's only a tevel as a chumrah, but you could not use regular, good old-fashioned tevel. You're not allowed to use Ma'aser Rishon for which you weren't Mafresh Trumas Ma'aser. You're not allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni and Ektish that you weren't Poydah. Zok de Gemara, Avaloi betevel. Of course you can't use tevel. But you have a meaning you can use tevel. Zok de Gemara, Leitzricha betevel tevel midrabban. We're talking about tevel midrabban. What's an example of tevel midrabban? In Shezorah, Ba'atzah Sheni Nakov. Where you have something that's growing in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not growing directly in the ground, it's in a flower pot. And even the flower pot doesn't have a hole on the bottom of the flower pot. So even though it's yoinic a little bit, but it's considered only chayv and trumas and ma'aseris midrabbanan. As a result, if you're not ma'afresh trumas and ma'aseris, all it is tevel midrabbanan. The chiddush is that even tevel midrabbanan, you can't be mekayim mitzvas matzah with. The loy b'ma'aser rishon shalei nitla trumas. Pshita, that's also pasha. Ma'aser rishon from which you weren't ma'afresh trumas ma'aser is tevel. That's why it's pshita. So if it's regular tevel, what's the habim in you can use it? Like tzricha shekdima bikri. It's talking about where you really were ma'afresh trumas ma'aser.
What you weren't mafrish was truma gedoyla. When the Mishnah says ma'aserishin shel trumas, it doesn't mean you are mafrish trumas ma'aser. That would be obvious. It's talking about you were mafrish trumas ma'aser. You just weren't mafrish truma gedoyla. However, it's talking about when the Yisrael gave it to the Levi, he gave it to him in the state of a kri. It was already chayiv in trumas ma'aser. What's the chiddush? The Tamei would have thought kadamali Rapapa la'abaya. Rapapa told Abaya that if the halacha is based on a pasuk that when the Yisrael was ektima b'shibalim, the Levi doesn't have to be mafrish truma gedoyla. So I would have thought when he gave it to him in a state of kri, it should be the same thing. Kamash one kadashani le. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach me a chiddush. What's the chiddush? What Abaya told Rapapa, that there's a difference. The only time it's true is if he gave it to him in a state of shibalim. If he gave it to him in a state of kri, it's not going to be that way. What's the difference? Hai idogin v'hai loy idogin. Finally, the Mishnah says if you have Ma'aser Sheni, you have Hektish, then you weren't Poida, so you're not allowed to use it for your Matzah, Pshita, Freita Gemara, Zakti Gemara, Loibam, the Nift. It's talking about where you are Poida. My Nift was like Nift to me. Shle Nift Kehilchasan, you didn't do it properly. Ma'aser Sheni, what does it mean? You Poida Ma'aser Sheni, but you didn't do it properly. Shapade Agabi Asimon, you used the wrong type of coin. Use the coin that doesn't have a Tzura on it, doesn't have a picture on it. Rahman Amma Vitzarta Akesev, Tavashiyesh Loi Tzura. Why? We care so much about the Tzura? The reason is because a coin that had a tzura was considered more chashuv. So you have to use a chashuv coin. And you applied it where it wasn't a chashuv coin. So you would have thought that maybe it's okay, b'di'evet. That's the chiddush. It's not okay. The hektish, what's the chiddush of hektish? Hektish that you weren't paid, of course you can't use it. Now the chiddush is shechil le agabi kark. So you were paid it. Again, you didn't do it properly. What was improper? You were paid it, you transferred the kiddush onto karka. And that's not good. Even though karka really is the best. But at the same time, the Rachmana Amar v'nasan hakesef v'kamloi, and we learn from that pasuk that you have to be mechal hektish davka on metalflin, you're not allowed to use karka. One final gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in a braiso, and this next gemara that we're going to learn is going to be the topic of a lot of rate. Yochel yoytzei adam yidei chayvasei betevel. I would have thought that a person can be yoytzei his mitzvah matzah with tevel, shaloi niskan. Tevel that wasn't taken care of properly. Faith to Gemara. Tevel that wasn't taken care of properly. Like, I would have thought you can use chazir that's not kosher. What do you mean? Kol tevel, not me. Obviously, if it's tevel, it wasn't taken care of properly. Ella, what it means is, v'tevel shel niska kol tzarchei. Meaning, you did a little bit, you just didn't do it 100%. Such as, shenitla mimenu truma gedoyla. You gave truma gedoyla, but v'lein nit mimenu trumas maisa. You didn't give trumas maisa. Maiserishin, you gave maiserishin, but v'lein maisa sheni, you didn't give maisa sheni. Or, you gave maiserishin a maisa sheni, but you didn't give my son. I mean, how do you know? So again, Yochel, I would have thought you could be Yoitza, Yochivas, Matzah, with Tevel, as long as you did some of the Afroshas. Meaning, maybe if I did Shuma Gedoyla, or I did my Serishin, I did my Sesheni, maybe if I did most, it would be okay. How do I know I need to do everything? I mean, I in Talmud, Loimar, it's learned out from the following pasuk. It says, Loisoichal Olav Chametz. And we learn from there, Mishe Yisure Mishon Baltoichal Olav Chametz. The only time you can be Yoitza, your mitzvah of matzah is if you're using a grain that had it been chametz, the only isser it would have had was the isser chametz. Yosef Zeh, as opposed to these grains, she'eni suroi mishum bal toichal chametz, elo mishum bal toichal tevel. They don't have the isser chametz. You know what isser they have? They have the isser tevel. The Gemara is saying, you know why you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with tevel? Because Tevel doesn't have an Isser Chametz. And it's like we saw twice on Amar Aleph. The Isser Chametz and the mitzvah of matzah are very much related to each other. So if I have a grain that can't have the Isser Chametz, then that grain is not something I can be yoitz with matzah. I can't have Tevel of Chametz. Because once it's Tevel, it can't be Chametz. Freit to Gemara, why is that so? Is that the case? The Surah, the Chametz, Lehechan Oslo. You have Tevel? You're telling me that when there's Tevel, there's no Isser Chametz? Where did the Isser Chametz go? What chametz can't become tevel can't become chametz. I'm Rav Sheish. Rav Sheish said, "Amani Rav Shimoni." The price is going to Rav Shimon. The Amar ain't nisachal alisa. Rav Shimon holds, yeah, once something is aser, it can't be aser again. Ain't nisachal alisa. And you learn to the price. Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, "Oichel nevelu b'yom kippurim." If somebody eats nevelu b'yom kippur pater, he's going to be pater. He won't have to bring an isachat a chatos if he ate the nevelu b'shoygig. Why? If someone's mechalu b'yom kippur b'shoygig, ordinarily you have to bring a chatos. The Teretz says because the isachat b'yom kippur is not chal on the Nevela. Because in Erev Yom Kippur, this is already Aser, because it's a Nevela. Now that Yom Kippur comes, it doesn't have the ability to make the Nevela Aser again, Alts Yom Kippur, because it's already Aser. This Reb Shimon's halacha of Ein Nisachal Alisser says the Gemara, this Brisa that says that you can't be Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah with Tevel. Why? because Tevel is excluded from the Issa Chametz, and if you don't have Chametz, you can't have Matzah. It's going according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds Ein Esachal Al Isser. Tevel was Tevel before Pesach. As a result, when Pesach came and it brought with it the Issa Chametz was never Chal on the Tevel. But then a Chinami, if you would hold Issa Chal Al Isser, then this halacha wouldn't be true. The reason you can't be Mekayim your mitzvahs Matzah with Matzah Shal Tevel is because Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Zokti Gemara, Ravina said a different shot. If you'll tell me, Rabbanu, I'll tell you maybe the spice is going even according to Rabbanu. That whole Isser Chal Al Isser. Mishe Isser Mishum Alta Eichel Chametz Bovad. You want to know why you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Matzah? Because the hekish between Matzah and Chametz goes like this. The only time you can be Mekayim Matzah is if it's a grain that if it would be Chametz, would only have the Isser Chametz. Yalt says, as opposed to Tevel, She'en Yisurim Mishum Batoichal Chametz Bilvad, Elo Af Mishum Batoichal Tevel. As opposed to Tevel, if you had a grain of Tevel that was Chametz, and a Chanami, if Isser Schala listed, there'd be an Isser Tevel and an Isser Chametz. But the problem is, it's not Isser Chametz Bilvad. And the only time you can be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Matzah, is if you have a grain that all it's subject to is the Isser of Chametz. But if it has another Isser, not. But the Gemara says, had Ravina come up with this drasha, Midu Bilvad Ksiv, does it say the word Bilvad anywhere? Yeah, there's a heckish between Matzah and Chametz. So you'll tell me, if there's no Chametz, because Ein Esachal Al Isser, so there's no Matzah. Bilvad? Who stayed Bilvad? The Gemara says, you're right. Elo Mechfartik Rav Sheshes. You're right, Ravina's Pshat can't be the Emes of Pshat. The Emes of Pshat is the first Pshat. That was Rav Sheshes' Pshat. The reason you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Matzah using Tevel is because Reb Shimon holds Ein Esachal Al Isser. That Bryce is going Aliba to Reb Shimon. Once it was Tevel before Pesach, there's no way for the Isser Chametz to be Chal. If there's no Isser Chametz, there's not going to be any mitzvah of Matzah ex. So the topic very much of the daf was many things related to Matzah, but a big part of it was certain grains that you can use for Matzah and certain grains that you're not allowed to use for matzah. And one of the halachas that the Gemara brought was that you can't use tevel for matzah. So if you have tevel, you weren't mafish trumas or maizus yet, and you want to use it as matzah, you can. And by the way, that means as long as there's any one of the matnas kuna that you didn't give yet, whether it's truma gedoyla, or even if you gave truma gedoyla, but you didn't give maizah rishon, or even if you gave maizah rishon, you give maizah sheni or maizah ani, as long as you didn't give one of the maizahs, it's still considered tevel. And if it's tevel, the halach is you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Why not? The Gemara said, because Hamani Reb Shimoni, who holds Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, so there's no Isser Chametz that's Chal on Tevel, and we know the only time you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah is when there's an Isser Chametz, because it says in the Torah, V'loy Soichal Chametz and Shivas Yom Toichal Matzahs. So you see there's a heckage between Matzah and Chametz, but if there's no Isser Chametz, because Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, then Memeila, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah either. Tosfos, in Perek Lulav HaGadol, in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, asks a bomba kasha. And Tosfos is so bothered by this kasha that he blives Sorachim. Freak Tosfos Tema. The Perikol Shop, Sachem Daf Lamed Heim and Aleph, Tanya, we learned in a Bryce. In Yoitzi, they matzah betevel. You can't be Mekayim, the mitzvah of matzah with Tevel. Vadorish Lay Mikra. And the Gemara learned it out from a Pasuk. It's a heckish. Reb Shimon, Ein Esachal Al Isser. Freak Tosfos, I don't understand. Tepik Lay, Mishum Mitzvah, Baba Aveira. Why do I have to come on to a Pasuk to tell me that you can't be Mekayim, your mitzvah of matzah using Tevel? Of course you can. If you can eat the Tevel, you're going to do an Aveira. And if you're going to do an Aveira, so it comes that you're a Mekayim a Mitzvah of Yanim Cheshbin by doing an Aveira. The Kolach Ali Surah, and Afik Yidei Matzah. And everybody knows, can't be Mekayim a Mitzvah if it's a Mitzvah of Aveira. So Tosfos asks a Bamba Kasha, he says, I don't understand why you need a Pasuk to tell me that you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah using Matzah Shel Tevel. Without a Pasuk, I would know it. This is Klolei Ashas. Mitzvah Bab Aveira. When you eat this matzah, you're being over an Aveira. What's the Aveira? The Aveira is Tevel. So how could I do a mitzvah if it's going to be a mitzvah Bab Aveira? And Tosfos blives Sarachim. The truth is, there's so much to talk about this. Tosfos, looking forward to Metz Hashem to get into it. But just want to start with one Ha'ara, and then digress a drop from that Ha'ara with some foundational raid. So some raid is more the pilpul. Some raid is more just to try to tap into some yusaitis. So this is foundational in terms of understanding some of the klolim of the raid that we often speak about. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Har Tzvi, says, Shamati b'shem gadol echad, a teretz niflet a Tosfos kasha. Okay, Tosfos kasha is, why do I need a pasuk to tell me you can't be yoytza mitzvahs matzah with matzah shal tevel? It's possible I can't be yoytza mitzvahs matzah. It's a mitzvah baba avera. If you eat the tevel, you're going to be oimer an avera. So if you're going to be oimer avera, it's going to come out that it's a mitzvah baba avera. So, says Rav Tzvi Pesach, I heard from a gadol echad, who said a teretz niflet, based on a gemara in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Shochu leila avu de Shmuel. The Chachamim sent to avu de Shmuel the following halacha. Kafay, if somebody forces somebody, va'achal matzah, and the person eats matzah, yatzah. He's yotze the mitzvah of matzah. So the Gemara is a whole shiloh. What does it mean? Kafay, who forced who? Amar Rav Ashi, I'm skipping to the end of the Gemara, shekafu parsiyan. The halacha meant, if a parsi, a shegetz, would force someone to eat matzah, not to eat chametz, he's forcing him to do the right thing. He's forcing him to eat matzah. The halach is yotzah, you would be yotzah, the mitzvah of matzah. This Gemara is brought in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches Hamad Aleph, and the context in which it's born is the sugya of mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana or mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana. But the point is, Sholchu Lei Lavu Ad Shmuel, the epic halacha, kafay v'achal matzah yotzah. What does it mean? Kafay, kafu, parsiim, and l'chura, chiddish, that mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. So the God Lechel told the Har Tzvi, he told Rav Tzvi Pesach, maybe this is the Teretz Tzvi's Kasha. What would be if Parsian would force somebody to eat matzah shel tevel on Pesach? He would force, gun to your head, you eat the matzah, I kill you. So of course you're going to eat the matzah. You mekayim the mitzvah of matzah because that was shochalei davu de shmul. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, daf chav ches. Kafay v'ochal matzah yotza. Shekafur parsim. Did you do an aveira? Of course you didn't do an aveira. You're an oinus. Oinus rachmano batre, it's tevel. You're an oinus on the tevel. But you mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. So if the only reason you can't be yotza with matzah shel tevel is alts mitzvah baba aveira, so it's not a mitzvah baba aveira. Because over here, I did the aveira, but I did it by oinus. And even though we've spoken out raid in the past, in Mesechtes Me'ila, with regards to the halachis of mitzvah baba aveira, when you do an aveira, b'shoigig, for example, but here you're an oinus. You're not even a shoigig. It's a shara melech. What happens if a person does a mitzvah baba aveira? He did the aveira b'shoigig. This is not shoigig, this is an oinus. Come to your head. You didn't have two choices, right? You knew exactly what you had to do. So your zichit didn't do an aveira. It's not a mitzvah baba aveira. It's a mitzvah baba aveira. I should be mekayim my mitzvahs matzah. But now that there's a halach, it's a pasuk that says you can't be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with tevel. So it comes out tevel is like using a grain that's not a good grain. It's like oiris v'doichin. I can't be mekayim my mitzvahs matzah with tevel. So could be, that would be the nafkamina. This was the aura that he told Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank. So I want to talk a little bit about this Gemara here in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph. Sholchu Lei Lavu the Shmuel. Kafay v'ochal matzah yotza. Rav Ashi said shekafu parsin. It's talking about where gun to your head, eat the matzah or I kill you. If you eat the matzah, the halacha is you're going to be yotza the mitzvah of matzah. And pashup shan in this halacha is because we of mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Meaning, even though you didn't really have kavana to do the mitzvah, you were had no intention to necessarily be mekayim a mitzvah when this is what you were doing. But afal pikein, it doesn't matter. This is the halacha that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan. The Rambam in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah paskins that if a person goes to shul and he wants to be yotze the mitzvah of tkiyah shayfar, says the Rambam, the person that's listening to the tkiyahs has to have a mind to be yotze the mitzvah of tkiyah shayfar. Not just that, the mashmiya, the one that's the Baal Tekeya, has to have in mind to be moitzi, the people in shul, with the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Halav hachi, says the Rambam, lo yotz. If either the shemeya, the person listening to the tkiyas, or the mashmiya, the Baal Tekeya, would not have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, now loch is, they wouldn't be yotz. And Pashup Shad is, because the Rambam's paskening, that mitzvah, srichas kavanah, you have to have kavanah to be yotz a mitzvah. It's not enough that you do the mitzvah, you also have to have a mind, you have to be cognizant. You have to be aware of what it is you're doing. And as a result, if a person would go to shul to hit kiyas, if he didn't have a mind to be yotze the mitzvah, or even if the Baal Tekeya didn't have a mind to be moitzi the oilam with the kiyas, the halach is, he wouldn't be yotze. The Ran, in the third parak in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, on that Gemara in Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, asks what would seem to be a stiras HaRambam. Because the Rambam, in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, parak Vav Halacha Gimel, says, Kofoy v'ochal matzah yotze. So he puts a gun to you and says, eat matzah, I'm going to kill you. The halach is that you're going to be yotze. And in the Gemara, it's mavur that the reason you're yotze is because mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah. So freak the Ran, l'chura have a stiras HaRambam. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam paskind that if a person goes to shul, he doesn't have a mind to be yotze tkiyah shayfer, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Why not? Because mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. And then in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, says the Rabbam, kafu parsiim v'achal and yeda yotza, the Gemara that we just quoted in Rosh Hashanah, chav ches amin aleph. So how could the Rambam have it both ways? In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam paskins mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, the Rambam paskins mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So the Rishonim already asked this kash on the Rambam. Says the Ran that you have to say that the Rambam held that there's a chilik between tkiyah shofar and between matzah. Zog the Ram. The Afa gaf the Betkiya Shofa lo Yotza. You have to say the Ram held that even though by Betkiya Shofa without Kavana you're not Yotza the Mitzvah Betkiya Shofa, Hacha, when it comes to Matzah Yotza, Matzah it's going to be different. Why is it going to be different? Shekein Nehena. Because at the end of the day, the Mitzvah Matzah is to eat the Matzah and to enjoy the Matzah. And if you ate it, even if you didn't have in mind to be Mekayim the Mitzvah necessarily, you had enough from it, and as a result, as long as you were Nana, you're going to be Yotze. Kindamrinam ba'alma, says the Ran, like we find in different places in Shas. Ha'mesaseik b'chalovim u'barayis chayiv shekein Nana. Just like you find, as it relates to Isurim, the halach is that even though ordinarily a mesasek is potter, but when it comes to mesasek b'chalovim barayis, you're going to be chayiv. Why shekein Nana? So too, as it relates to mitzvahs. If somebody would do a mitzvah b'mesasek without having in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, the halach is he would be Yotze. So Reb Chaim Brisker, and this is brought down in the Brisker Haggadah. So this is the Haggadah Shal Pesach Mi Beis Levi, Brisk in brackets, and this is the Koivet HaYisafos. This is in the Chelik Beis. And they bring for Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim was Masber the Ran with this foundational lumbus. Again, this is something that's Kedai to internalize because it's Negei a lot of the sugyas and a lot of the rage that we go through. And that is as follows. What's a Mesasek? Let's take a step backwards. If somebody's Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, the Halach is, there was Edom and Asra, he's chayiv Misas Bezdin. If someone was Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, there was no Edom or there was no Asra, he's chayiv Karis. If somebody's Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, he has to bring a Karim Chabbos. If someone was Mechal Shabbos and he was a Misasek, Talach is his potter. He doesn't even have to bring a Karim Chabbos. That means there's something called Shoigig and there's something called Misasek. So what's the difference? The difference is as follows. A Shoigig is someone who had in mind to do something and he did what he had in mind to do. However, he was a shoygeg. He didn't realize that what he was doing and what he had in mind to do was asar. So for example, somebody had in mind to be koitzer on Shabbos. He had in mind to go into his field and to start ripping things out of the field, out of the ground. Now, loch is he not allowed to do that on Shabbos. If someone doesn't realize that it's Shabbos, or if somebody knows that Shabbos, he just doesn't know that Koitzer is one of Lamatas Malachis, and he's Koitzer, now Lachis, he wasn't Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, he was a Shoigig. Why was he a Shoigig? He didn't know it was Shabbos. He didn't know there's something he's not allowed to do on Shabbos. So he needs a Kapara. What's the Kapara? The Kapara is, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. A Mesasek is someone that had in mind to do one thing, and he ended up doing something else. We had the idea of Mesasek earlier in the daf this week, where I thought I was doing X, and I ended up doing Y. Somebody went into his backyard and he wanted to pick up a vegetable from the ground. He sees a vegetable. So he goes to the ground to pick up the vegetable and oops, he rips the root out of the ground. He was toilish. He was toilish b'shaykik. Yeah, but it's much more than that. He wasn't just toilish b'shaykik. In his mind, he wasn't being toilish. He was picking something off the ground. That's not a maisa koitzer. That's not a maisa toilish. Picking something off the ground is not toilish. Toilish is ripping something out of the ground. In his mind, he never had any intention to be toilish. It just so happens that he got it wrong. He ended up being toilish. He's what's known as a mesasek. A mesasek is considered less guilty of a crime than is a shoigig. And that's why even though a shoigig needs kapar, he has to bring a karban chatas, a mesasek is going to be potter. So Nachum, what's the difference between a shoygig and a mesasek? A shoygig didn't aver, didn't realize he was doing an aver. A mesasek didn't aver, didn't realize he was doing an aver. That's the tzad hashava shabahem. But there's a very clear delineation between the two. The difference is, a shoygig had in mind to do what he did and did what he had in mind to do. He got it all right. He just made a mistake in halacha. I didn't realize it's Shabbos. I thought it was Friday. I didn't realize it's aser. I thought it was mutter. Okay, he was a shoygig. He was a shoygig. That's true. There was an element of shigaga. And because there was an element of shigaga, we're not going to go after him and prosecute him as if he did the worst thing in the world. You bring a karban chatas, and by bringing a karban chatas, you're going to get a kapara. A mesasek also did an avera without realizing he did an avera, but the mistake was way deeper. He didn't even have in mind to do what he did. Forget about Isser and Heter and getting confused with what day of the week it is and knowing Hilcha Shabbos and not knowing Hilcha Shabbos. I thought I was picking something off the ground. The next thing I know, I just ripped something out of the ground. You didn't even have in mind to do the Maisa that you did. Oh, that's very, very different. That's fundamentally different. And as a result, a Mesasek doesn't even need Kapara. So Reb Chaim said a Dover Nifla. There's a man Dover in Shas that holds Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. What's the pshat of mitzvah srichas kavana? Right? Machlokes. Person, you do a mitzvah. You say krishma, you take dalet minim, you light the menorah, whatever mitzvah it is. Machlokes and shas. Mitzvah srichas kavana or mitzvah zain srichas kavana. Meaning, you have to do the mitzvah, that's obvious. The question is, do I also have to have in mind while I'm doing the mitzvah that I'm doing a mitzvah, make a bracha, l'shem yichud, right? Do I have to have in mind that I'm doing a mitzvah, or do I not have to have in mind that I'm doing a mitzvah? The man that holds mitzvah, saying tzrichas kavana, says, just do the ma'aseh, you're done. The man that holds mitzvah, tzrichas kavana, holds, you have to have kavana, you have to have in mind that you're doing a mitzvah. Said Reb Chaim, what's the lumdus of the man that mitzvah, tzrichas kavana? So Reb Chaim said, you know what the lumdus is? The lumdus is because a mitzvah is a mitzios b'fnei atzma. So if I'm doing something, and in my mind, I'm not doing a mitzvah, I'm a misaseh klapi the maisa mitzvah. Just like if I would go to my backyard to pick something off the ground that I thought was detached from the ground, and I end up taking something off the ground that was attached to the ground. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that I'm considered a misaseh. Why? What do you mean? You got it right. No, but I thought I was doing one thing. I ended up doing something else. And you have to at least have in mind to do what it is you did in order for it to be considered an halacha, as if you did it. So Reb Chaim said the same is true by mitzvahs. A person could shake lulav his whole life, but if in his mind he's just shaking a palm tree and he's not being a kind of mitzvah, the mitzvah of netilas lulav, so klapi the mitzvah of netilas lulav, he's a misasik. What do you mean? I shook a lulav. Yeah, you ripped something out of the ground, but you didn't have a mind to rip something out of the ground. You had a mind to pick something off the ground. Did you have a mind to do a mitzvah? No, you had a mind to shake something. Shaking something is just a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a different mitzvah, a mitzvah ruchni. So, and it penetrates the kavana that you have to have. So Reb Chaim said that the reason mitzvah tzrichas kavana is because if you don't have kavana, klapi the mitzvah, you're a misasik ba'alma. And if klapi the mitzvah, you're a misasik ba'alma, even though you did the mitzvah, opposite heisnish getan the mitzvah. It's no different than if you were mechal Shabbos, but you were misasik, klapi the chal Shabbos. So Reb Chaim said, that's what the Ran means. He says, you know what the Ran is saying? We have a steer in the Ram. The Rambam said that as it relates to Tkiyah Shofar, mitzvahs, tzrichas kavan. You go to shul, Rosh Hashanah, you have to have a mind to be yoytze mitzvah shofar. When it comes to matzah, you don't have to have a mind to be mekayim mitzvahs matzah. What's the difference? Does Ram hold mitzvah tzrichas kavan like in shofar? Or does he hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan like by chametz matzah? Says the Ram, there's a chilek. By shofar, mitzvah tzrichas kavan. By matzah, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan. Why? Shekein nene. Shekein motzinu, says the Ram. You find ba'alma, hamisazik bechalov and ubarayas chayet. Says Reb Chaim. You know what the Ram means to say? Why is mitzvah Because if you don't have kavana, you're a misasik towards the mitzvah. If you're a misasik, we know that there's two times, even by isurim, there's no halacha of misasik. Ha misasik bechalovim ubearayas chayef. If someone's over gili arayas, but he was a misasik, it doesn't matter. He has to bring a chatas anyways. If someone ate chaylev b'misasik, it doesn't matter. He's still considered that he did the avera. Why? Because the yisoid of the isur, the punchline of the avera is the hana. And at the end of the day, even though you were a misasik, but you still had hana. And shekein nen is enough to say that you don't have the Ptur Misasik. So say Reb Chaim, that's what the Ran is saying. That just like when it comes to Macholei Sasuros, just like when it comes to Yisuri Achilu, there's no halacha Misasik. Misasik b'chalov v'mischayv. It's not after chaylev. It's all Macholei Sasuros. Why shekei nene? So too, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana when it comes to achila. Because the whole yisoid of the iser, the whole idea of mitzvahs tzrichas kavana is because otherwise you're going to be a misasik. But by achila, we know there's no halacha misasik. There's no misasik on the tzad of iser, so there's going to be no misasik on the tzad of mitzvah either. So for that reason, said Reb Chaim, even though the Rambam Shita is that mitzvah tzrichas kavana, it's only because of misasik, and therefore when it comes to matzah, shekret nene, where even by the iser you don't have the halacha misasik, because misasik b'chalav and mischayef, so too when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, you're not going to have the halacha of Misasik, half of a fellow. Said Reb Chaim, I want to add one more knetch to this lumdus, and that is, the halacha is that the first night of Sukkot, there's a mitzvah, there's an obligation for a yid to eat a kezayis, not a matzah, but a kezayis of bread. Meaning, a yid, during the 7 days of Sukkot, is supposed to live in a sukkah, say midiras kva, and you should enter your diras aroi. You eat in a sukkah, mishluft in a sukkah, right? That's the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, what if you don't want to eat? What if you decide you're not eating? Okay, whatever. You work it out. Tiyantiv, simchas yantiv. The first night of Sukkot is a special obligation that says you have an obligation to eat a kezayis. What's the makar to that? It's a gzeirah shava. It says chamisha asar by Pesach, chamisha asar b'nisan. It says chamisha asar by Sukkot, chamisha asar b'tishrei. We learned the gzeirah shava, tesvav, maybe the most famous gzeirah shava in Shas, and that teaches me that there's some connection between the laws of Pesach and between the laws of Sukkot. And just like Pesach, the night of Pesach, there's a mitzvah of matzah, the erev ta'ichlu matzahs, the same is going to be true by Sukkot. The first night, you have an obligation to eat Sukkot. Said Reb Chaim, what would be What would be if somebody sat down the first night of Sukkot in a Sukkah? Somebody put a gun to his head and said, listen, I'm giving you two choices. Either you eat a kezias of bread or I'll kill you. And you went ahead and you ate it. Shaloi b'kavod, you had no, you were the last thing you were thinking about right now. You're just trying to save your life. So you went ahead and you ate it. Said Reb Chaim, would you be yoitza or would you not be yoitza? So he said, my muschorishin is, it's a mafurish Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Vav Hilchos Chametz Matzah that if somebody was kafay v'achal matzah, that loch is his yoitza. That when it comes to achila, you're yoitza. So I would think that if kafay v'achal matzah, you're going to be yoitza, the same is going to be true in a sukkah. If a person was forced to eat this kezayis of challah the first night of sukkahs inside a sukkah, even though you did it under duress, and even though mitzvahs, maybe you usually need kavana, oh, but here it's achila. And because it's achila over here, l'chayra, I would think that you're going to be yoitza. What would be the difference? And not just that, how do I even know the chiyuv by sukkah? I learned a tesvav from matzah. So by matzah, kofar v'achal matzah yoitza, so you would think for sure, this kezayis by sukkah, you'd be yoitza as well. But say Reb Chaim, I think it's a tois. It's not that way. He says, why? What's the mitzvah by matzah? Eat a kezayis of matzah. What's the mitzvah on sukkahs? The first night of sukkahs, when you have a chiyuv to eat kezayis, just basic lumdus, the mitzvah now is to go eat a kezayis of bread because of tezvav? No. Yeah, but no. The real mitzvah is basukas teishvu shivas yamim. I have a mitzvah to sit in an asukah. And if I have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah, so that just means everything I do needs to happen in a sukkah. The first night of sukkahs, there's a dover noisif that says that I have to make sure I eat a kezayis. What's the gather of that chiyuv? The gather of that chiyuv is the chazal are telling us that the way you're being mekayim your mitzvah sukkah, the first night of sukkahs, is by eating a kezayis. But it's not that the mitzvah is eat a kezayis, punkt in a sukkah. The mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah. Of course, that's what the mitzvah is. But the way you're mekayim your mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah is by eating a kezayis of bread. So said Reb Chaim, if a person would sit in a sukkah the first night sukkahs, gun to his head, he eats a kezayis, he's not thinking about mitzvahs, he's not thinking about kezayisim, he's not thinking about sukkahs, he's not thinking about matzahs, he's not thinking about Pesach, he's not thinking about chayim, he's not thinking about anything. He's just thinking about, I better chew this fast and make sure I eat the kezayis, and make sure it's a chazanishus kezayis. That's the only thing he's thinking about right now. So that person right there, he's a misasik towards the mitzvah. Says Reb Chaim, even though it's true, ha-misasik b'chalovim is chayiv, and even though it's true that klapi d'achilo, it doesn't pass misasik, because at the end of the day, all I need is to be a nana. But Reb Chaim said, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the achila? No. The mitzvah is the yeshiva sukkah. The way you're making the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is through an achila. But at the end of the day, the mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah. And clapping the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, I didn't have kavana. And if I didn't have kavana clapping the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, I'm a misasik. And by yeshiva sukkah, there's no halach of misasik. Misasik passes by achila. So where the mitzvah is the achila, so misasik b'chalav mischayev, so too with regards to mitzvahs. That's the Ran, that's Shan and the Ran, Perek Vav Hilchos Chametz Matzah. But over here, the mitzvah sukkah, the tenai of how I'm mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah is by eating a kezayis matzah. But at the end of the day, you want to know what the mitzvah is? The mitzvah is sukkah. So if the mitzvah is sukkah, if I did it shaloi b'kavon, at the end of the day, I'm going to be a misasek klapi the sukkah. And if I'm misasek klapi the sukkah, and the Ram Shita is mitzvah shrichas kavana because of the halacha misasek, so the halacha is going to be, you're not going to be yoitza. So Reb Chaim said, klapi matzah, it's going to be a cheshbon. Klapi sukkah, it's not going to be a cheshbon. Either both achila. The Rambam says achila, you don't have a problem with mitzvah shrichas kavana. No, it's not the Rambam didn't just say achila. The Rambam meant because the whole story of mitzvah shrichas kavana is that you're a misasik. And whenever the isser is achila, misasik b'chalav and mischayif. By sukkah, even though there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis, but the kiyum mitzvah is not the achila. The real kiyum mitzvah, the achila is the mushal, the nimshal is yeshiva sukkah. You will mekayim your yeshiva sukkah through the achila. If I'm a misasik, klapni the yeshiva sukkah, for that I don't have misasik b'chalavim. So it's for that reason, for that what's going to come out is, I'm not going to be yoitza. I found in the Bir Halacha, and this is in Simon Samach and Hilchas Grisha. So what's the halacha? Do we pass him mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana? Or do we pass him mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavana? So after all the raid, the halacha is actually a little bit unclear. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Grisha, Simon Samachs have gotten dalid. Yish oimrim, she'ein mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. It's not even clear what halacha is going back on. No, and yeah, that's the halacha. Okay, so it's a little bit unclear. But the pashtus is the way the achrayim learned that we pask in mitzvah shrichas kavana. Now the truth is, what does that mean? That means if someone shakes a lulav and you lit the Chanukah menorah just recently without having in mind the mitzvah, so that's it, you weren't yotzei the mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah brings a chayadam who was malamid tzchus on Klal Yisrael and kiyodu, and he says any mitzvah that you wouldn't be doing were it not for the mitzvah, you don't have the problem. Mitzvah Shrichas Kamana. But either way, listen to the Bir Halacha. One line in the Bir Halacha on this Sifkan. Vida. The Kol Zehu B'Sharia Mitzvahs. This is all true by other mitzvahs. Avu Mitzvah Tali B'Achila. But any mitzvah that's Tali N'Achila. Kigoyin Kizayis Matzah B'Pesach. V'hu Adin Achilas Kizayis B'Sukkah B'Layla Rishahina. Das Shulchan Aruch, the Kamal Besim Tofai in Hay Sivkot and Dalit, that's Hilchas Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam, the Yotze B'Dieved, Afilum Loi Kivin. So if that's the case, says the Bir Halacha, now when it comes to Achilo, there everyone's going to agree that Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavana. This is Mamish, not like Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said that even though the Rambam said that when it comes to Matzah, you don't have to have Kavana. Why? Because Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavana, that's only because Mesasik B'Chalovin. And the Mitzvah is the Achilo. So just like when that there is the achila, there's no mesasik. When the kiyum mitzvah is the achila, there's no mesasik either. As opposed to yeshiva sukkah, where the mitzvah is the yeshiva sukkah. The way of mekayim the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is through achila. But at the end of the day, yeshiva sukkah is only the vehicle. It's only the intermediary. What's the goal? What am I trying to achieve? Yeshiva sukkah. If I didn't have kavanah for yeshiva sukkah, I'm going to be a mesasik for yeshiva sukkah. The Chafetz Chaim and his bir halacha said before is not the way. Now, like that Rambam and Hilchas Chametz Matzah, the same is going to be true as it relates to sukkah. Either way, we're just getting started. And Bezrat Hashem, a lot more raid to come in the coming days.